Lewis Clark is the longtime executive director and CEO of Government Accountability Project. This week, the project launched Bearing Witness, which offers free and reliable resources to clergy, faith leaders, and faith communities so they can provide responsible support and connect potential whistleblowers with experts. The fight for truth in an age of lies is never far from our minds, and so I am very happy to welcome Lewis Clark to State of Belief Radio. Lewis, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You've led Government Accountability Project since 1978. What makes now the time to formally engage with faith communities and leaders?
Well, I would say all you have to do is remember what happened last Wednesday or a week ago at the Capitol. And you know that we are at a point of crisis in this nation at which the whistleblowers are absolutely critical at this time.
How is what you're doing today look when you look back when you started in 1978? What's the difference?
When I started in 1978, and amazingly, the United Methodist Church actually recognized the first 11 years of my work at Government Accountability Project as a form of ministry. So in a sense, we're going back to the roots of that engagement because there are so many people who have a connection or so many people who are concerned about wrongdoing in the workplace. And we believe and have seen that the faith community could be very helpful to these people, and we want to make sure to offer resources to the faith community, to clergy, and to leaders of congregations.
Would you talk about a couple of instances where people of faith played a determining role in upholding or defending truth tellers who decided to sound an alarm about corruption or lies?
I would start with Dawn Wooten, for example, was a nurse at a detention center in Georgia who just this last summer stood up for her faith and protested that a number of the women in detention were being forced without their consent to have medical procedures, including hysterectomies, that they did not consent to. And her faith was a dominant factor in propelling her forward to speak truth to power in that instance. Going back for almost 30 years anyway, is Bert Barabee was the head of the National Capital Region for the General Services Administration. He was in charge of a budget of $1 billion, $1.2 billion actually. And his job was to see that the federal buildings were well maintained, including the White House, including the Capitol. And yet he was finding that resources were not adequately given to keeping these buildings safe for their inhabitants. And so, therefore, he stood up to the head of GSA, to actually the Reagan administration, and spoke truthfully about the problems. He was then fired. It took us, I think, 5 years of litigation, and then he was reinstated after all that time. And a critical factor in his decision-making was his relationship to his local parish and a priest in that parish who guided him through that process.
My goodness. A key part of Bearing Witness is the sign-on letter for faith leaders. If you would, talk about that, please.
Yes, we're actually trying, we're hoping to get people throughout the country who are faith, whose who are essentially faith-based believers of all denominations and all faiths, ecumenical, and we're hoping that they will sign on to a letter of support for adequate whistleblower protections for those people within government who stand up and speak out about abuses of power, gross waste of funds, gross mismanagement, illegality, abuses of authority, and also helping to resist being ordered to do things that are illegal. We were hoping people will sign on to that. We are also hoping that people will spread the word to their communities and to their social media to let people know that there are these resources available. And there, again, the resources are for clergy and for faith communities, as well as the whistleblowers themselves who are motivated to stand up, or at least considering that, because of their faith.
And how does one sign on?
Just contact the Government Accountability Project at whistleblower.org and just say the word faith. And we'll connect you to the people on our staff who are definitely committed to seeing that all people who are concerned about helping people of faith make these decisions and essentially navigate this world of whistleblowing.
Where do you see the moral authority of faith-oriented support for whistleblowers as most urgently needed now?
I think it's most urgently needed throughout government agencies in particular. We have just gone through 4 years of the most illegal administration that this country has ever experienced. We've never had a president, for example, who was so well connected to the white supremacist community and actually tried to use that community for generating support for himself. And in the process, he really corrupted all agencies throughout the government. I mean, I would say agencies throughout the government as well as departments. We've never seen an array of politicalization that occurred throughout major departments of government. And so this just needs to be reversed. And so the next 2 years for sure is going to be devoted to all those initiatives of the Trump administration that are essentially beyond the law, or certainly beyond what should happen in the government of all the people and for all the people.
You know, I think a lot of people of goodwill have been confused and even jaded by groups like Project Veritas, who pose as whistleblowers but are in fact political propaganda machines. What guidance can you offer to help discern the difference between true whistleblowing and the misuse of this time-honored practice?
I think it starts with the truth itself. Every person who comes to us for support comes, and we receive essentially thousands of people every year who actually seek our support. And the cases that we take on, we investigate them, and we make sure that what people are telling us is the truth. Now, some of the people might believe that they are essentially representing the truth, but we have to do an independent investigation to make sure and substantiate what they have to say. Groups like Veritas, they don't want the truth. What they want is essentially to create propaganda. And so they essentially are manipulating the truth. That can never happen in our organization.
Hmm. Louis, what would you like to see Bearing Witness achieve in its first year?
Oh, I would hope that we can sign 2,000 people up to essentially want to know a lot more and also you know, hopefully to prepare themselves so that they're ready to help people who are whistleblowers. And so that's for starters. Secondly, is we really want to know, we want every member of Congress to know that there is a movement of people of faith who are going to stand by other people of faith who are essentially bearing witness. And so we really hope that, and we want the message to those members of Congress to be, is that we need better laws to protect people. So we need more protection for the whistleblowers.
I want to be sure we've covered all that we need to cover. What else should our listeners know about this bold initiative?
Yeah, I think that people need to know that the laws that exist, and we have been responsible for about 35 of the federal laws on whistleblowing, that despite the fact that we have maybe even adequate legislation, but it's not always implemented in the right way or effectively. And so what we really need to happen is to clarify the laws, make them even better. We hope to have jury trials on these cases and not just decisions being made by the bureaucracy. So that's one of our goals. But essentially, we would like not only better legislation, but we also would like people to know about what the laws are. And we would like to help the clergy so that when they counsel people, they'll have an adequate knowledge about what laws might be effective. And hopefully, the clergy will be able to refer people to us as a resource so that we can help these people navigate the laws that do now exist.
Lewis Clark is the longtime executive director and CEO of Government Accountability Project. As a part of its Democracy Protection Initiative, the project has just launched Bearing Witness, supporting clergy, faith leaders, and faith communities in their essential role as the persons whistleblowers often turn to first. Lewis, thank you so much for your decades of dedication to this important aspect of democracy. And thank you so much for being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Well, thank you so much, and bless you for giving us this opportunity to let people know what is available to them as a resource.